AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ekonomova. President Obama is sending top officials up Capitol Hill today as he ramps up his sales pitch for the nuclear deal with Iran. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith.
Secretary of State John Kerry is briefing House members behind closed doors, joined by Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz, who helped hammer out the deal's nuclear details. Public sessions will follow as the administration seeks to argue the deal shuts down Iran's pathways to a bomb.
Unfortunately, you may have noticed there's already a lot of shaky information out there.
Yesterday, the president told a veterans audience chest-thumping foes of dealing with Iran sound just like they did leading the rush to war in Iraq. In fact, he's using an array of venues to make his case, from a new White House Twitter feed to doing The Daily Show last night with Jon Stewart. Mark Smith at the White House.
Jurors in the trial of Colorado theater shooter James Holmes head back to court today to decide his fate.
He could get the death penalty for the 165 counts of murder, attempted murder, and other charges. But even if jurors do make that decision, execution could be decades in the future, if ever. Colorado has only put one person to death in nearly a half century.
AP correspondent Shirley Smith, this sentencing phase of the trial is expected to last about a month. Newly released police dash cam video is offering a look at the moments before Sandra Bland's arrest.
I'm going to yank you out of here.
Okay, you're going to yank me out of my car?
Get out.
Okay, all right.
25.
Let's do this.
Yeah, we're going to.
Yeah. Don't touch me.
Get out of the car.
Don't touch me. I'm not under arrest. You don't have the right to take
me. You are under arrest.
I'm under arrest for what?
Bland was stopped for failing to signal a lane change, but things escalated quickly when she refused to put out her cigarette. The trooper who stopped her has been put on administrative leave. Bland was found hanging in her jail cell 3 days later. This is AP Radio News. Gun-toting citizens are showing up at military recruitment centers around the country after last week's killing of four Marines and a sailor in Chattanooga. We found Clint Janney armed with a 9mm outside a center in Columbus, ready to protect recruiters.
We're here for them. All they got to do is ask. We just don't want anything else to happen on our homeland, these men and women who've done so much already for us overseas.
Military directives require recruiters be unarmed. In addition to the site in Columbus, self-appointed guards have set up shop outside recruitment centers in Wisconsin, Georgia, and Tennessee. President Obama has paid his final visit to The Daily Show with Jon Stewart.
I can't believe that you're leaving before me. In fact, I'm issuing a new executive order that Jon Stewart cannot leave the show.
The show's last episode with Stewart as host airs next week. I'm Violet Ekonomova, AP Radio News.